Today's theme for our gospel, I think, is a rather obvious one, to love our enemies. So it's also a very challenging gospel for us today, too. You know, it's, I don't think, any secret for us to know that this year is going to be quite a hot year, at least politically. There's going to be a lot of division, a lot of fighting, a lot of disagreements because of it being an election year and a very contested one at that, no matter whose side you're on. And it's funny, I'm always reminded of that, I'm sure as you are, every time we watch the news channels, you know, and they have these debates on everything, or if it's just commentaries on whatever channel you're watching, you know, it always starts out very civilly. You know, they introduce the panel or they introduce the guests and everyone's, hi, how are you, good to see you, you know, and they go into it, and then it doesn't take more than 30 seconds, and pretty soon there's this huge fight, and one side says something, or one commentator says something, and the other person responds, and the anger just comes out, it just flourishes, and it builds after each comment. You know, it seems to rise in intensity, and it doesn't take very long before they're screaming at each other, and this anger and this hate, just livid hate, is coming out. And so we see it. It's all around us today, and unfortunately will probably continue to be there as we move through the year. But we have to be a little careful as Christians, because if we watch too much of that, it's going to have that same effect on us. Jesus reminds us today that it's easy to love those and to help those that we love and that agree with us and think like we do, who are our friends. You know, why wouldn't we love them? That's easy to do. But it's much more difficult, he points out, and challenging to love and to help those that we don't agree with or we don't know or those that we might even look outright at as our enemy. However, that's exactly what Jesus asks us to do today if we would truly be his disciples. Be holy as I am holy. Strive to be perfect, he says, as your heavenly Father is perfect. In other words, don't give up trying. St. Luke puts it in a different way. In his gospel, he says, be merciful as I am merciful, quoting the Father. Sometimes, if we think about our enemies, those who frustrate us greatly in a different way or put them in a different light, it can be a little easier to love them if we train our mind that way. And so I just offer a few thoughts for our reflection today. You know, if we go back to the Old Testament, the foundation that Jesus was building on in its teaching, in the Book of Wisdom, God says that he loves every person that he creates. In other words, if we're created and we're here, then we are loved no matter who we are. God would not create anything that he hates. And so even our enemies, God loves. Now, he doesn't love sin, and he doesn't love the evil that we sometimes do, but he does love us. He's very patient and merciful with everyone. And therefore, I have to ask myself honestly, you know, is it a good idea to hate or despise someone that God has created and that God loves? You know, in recovery and 12-step programs, it doesn't matter what the addiction is, the 12 steps towards recovery are pretty much spiritual steps, and they're pretty much the same for whatever addiction struggle one might have. And so in the literature, you find this, and I think this is very interesting because it builds on what Jesus is telling us today. And so I quote from the 12-step literature, which teaches, we realize that people who wronged us were perhaps spiritually sick. Though we did not like their symptoms and the way they disturbed us, they, like ourselves, were sick too. And so what did we do? We asked God to help us show them the same tolerance, the same pity, the same patience that we would cheerfully grant a sick friend. When a person offended us, we said to ourselves, you know what, this is a sick person. How can I be helpful to them? God, save me from being angry. Thy will be done. It goes on to say that we avoid retaliation or argument. We won't treat sick people that way. If we do, we destroy our chance at being helpful. We cannot be helpful to all people, but at least God will show us how to take a kindly and tolerant view of each and every one. And so people in recovery programs have to live that out, because if they don't, they're going to get a resentment, they're going to feel that anger, which is going to frustrate them, lead to retaliation or whatever, then they're going to feel guilt, and then they're going to relapse into their addiction. So they have no choice but to live by this, which I just quoted. But we can do well by taking it to heart also as a guide. And so who are our enemies that Jesus calls us to love? Well, that's easy to answer. Really, our enemies are anyone whom we hold a grudge against or a resentment against. And what we don't often realize is that these people perhaps are in our daily lives, for they give us an opportunity to grow, in a sense, as Christian Catholics by practicing forgiveness and patience and charity. Unfortunately, many times we can treat our enemies just the way they treat us, with indifference and hostility and unkindness. But let us remember that there are really only two people who can tell us the truth, the real hardcore truth about ourselves. And that is, of course, a friend who loves and cares for us very deeply and dearly and knows us well. They can certainly tell the truth about us, especially encouraging us to grow and to get rid of our character defects. But also an enemy. An enemy can be very good at telling us what those character defects are and where we need to grow, especially because our enemies lose their temper with us, and at times they may just let us have it. But it'll probably be very honest. Many times God uses those that love us to show us how well we are doing. And yet, on the other hand, he allows our enemies to, in a sense, at times, keep us humble by allowing them to point out where we need to grow. And so today, let us remember what Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said: there is more hunger in the world for love and appreciation than there is for bread. And remember, she was working in India, a country where there was millions of starving people. Those who do not receive enough love and appreciation from others become spiritually sick in this life. But also, those who do not give love and appreciation to others also become spiritually sick. And when we're spiritually sick, we often see the world as a hostile place that has hurt and neglected us. And thus, we can make enemies of those that we're called to love. But when we ask God to help us put aside our hurts, put aside our own selfishness, when we give someone a smile instead of a scowl, a hug instead of a cold shoulder, a kind word instead of silence, or a gift instead of harsh or hurtful words, then and only then will we be able to see the wisdom and the heavenly rewards of loving those we don't know or those who have hurt us. And so if we want our homes, we want our communities, we want our nation to be a better place filled with love and peace and respect, then we must seek to do that. Follow Jesus' words to do our best, to love impartially. And that love must begin someplace. And so as Jesus desires, why not let it begin with us?